Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man removed 20 Burmese pythons from the Everglades, winning a contest. This is actually a big deal down there. It happened because somebody ended up having a pet at some point. They let it go, and then the population just went crazy. This guy, Ronald Kiger, won $10,000 in the Florida Python Challenge after the annual 10-day hunt because they are an invasive species that can destabilize the entire ecosystem. And so they had they have this challenge that they do every year. And this guy ended up, he tipped the scales this year. He reached first place by one python. It's a 10-day hunt. They have 800 people from 33 states, and they compete for $25,000 in prize money. And they have novice, professional, military, different categories. And they had, in total, 195 Burmese pythons removed from the wild. And that's wild. They said that the female can lay like 50 to 100 eggs at a time. They have to humanely kill them. And then they have to turn their carcasses into 3 check-in stations. So, because they are invasive. I mean, they will just wreck a whole area. So, wow. This guy, this dad, I mean, would you do anything different? Imagine you find a peeping Tom looking into your daughter's bedroom window. That's what happened to this Flagler County father. A Florida dad took matters into his own hands. When he found a peeping Tom peering into his daughter's bedroom window, the guy camped out. This guy, the dad, September 13th, he had a Louisville Slugger and a beer, and he camped out in his backyard waiting for the suspect, who he said had been terrorizing their neighborhood. He was a peeping Tom that's been going to multiple houses, and he said the daughter saw him. And then the dad said that he saw the guy at his daughter's window looking in. He goes, I said a couple choice words, and when he turned toward me, I swung the bat. He said he was a pretty big dude, so I was going for his head. And when I did, he started to run. They have security footage showing the dad chasing him down, yelling out to the neighbors to call the cops. And the guy, you can hear the dad yelling, where are you? There's a lot of expletives. But he goes, where are you going, boy? Come here. I've got something for you. The suspect was caught creeping around multiple neighbors' homes, spying on women. And one guy said that his wife saw the silhouette of a guy in her backyard in the pouring rain just staring at her, and it scared her half to death. And all these people have been seeing this. So they're getting him. This is wild. His name's Damian Smith. Golly, what a devilish name. He's charged with aggravated stalking, voyeurism, prowling, $86,000 bond. He had made a bomb threat at a Flagler High School in 2013. So the sheriff, Rick Staley, Flagler County, praised the dad for his hands-on approach. He goes, I want to kind of put a cape on and go find another bad guy. That's what the dad said. That's awesome. But the guy, apparently, he admitted to deputies that he gets a thrill from watching people, women particularly, in their homes. This guy sounds like a serial killer. This Damon Smith guy, he's 29 years old. He sounds like a serial killer, does he not? Golly, I swear I've seen this movie. It's crazy. And we're out of time. I've got a couple other ones. I'll share those with you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Matthew, a theater major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
The great Abraham Lincoln described the Constitution as a picture or frame of silver, built to guard or protect an apple of gold. This apple of gold was the Declaration of Independence and its principle of equal rights for all. This principle of equal rights, Lincoln said, clears the path for all, gives hope to all, and by consequence, enterprise and industry to all. There are many today who seek to limit or distort this great principle by employing a distorted definition of equality, an equality of condition or outcome, regardless how people live their lives. This distortion, if generally accepted, will lead to an America less prosperous and less free.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
We need to take that on. We need to lower the cost of housing. We don't have enough housing in our country. The supply is too low, and it's too expensive, both for renters and for folks who want to buy a home. So we will build together millions of new homes and give first-time home buyers $25,000 in down payment assistance.
I like how they promised to build all of these houses when they couldn't even build the EV stations. Remember, they were really trying that. They were really trying to do that, and it didn't happen. How many did they say they were going to build? Like a million or something like that?
500,000.
It was like 7?
5 or 6.
Yeah, something just ridiculous. So yeah, it's she hasn't really done a whole hell of a lot. I mean, I would think that houses, you know, that's a lot more goes into building those than, you know, just the EV charging stations, right, Kane?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not like a, you know, I'm not a construction worker or a contractor, but just feel like that's probably a lot different.
Oh yeah, it's a lot different. Plus, the logic here is she should really be working on bringing prices down, not taking our money to close the gap between the overinflated prices and where everyone is in their income today. She's losing it.
I mean, it's just why we're going to talk to Carol Roth about all of this coming up, especially after the Fed cut, you know, 50 basis points yesterday.
It's a Band-Aid.
It's like a cheap Band-Aid, the ones that don't stick so good.
A bee sting Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Oh, welcome back. Dana Lash, the bottom of this first hour. Hey, she had a new accent, Kane. Audio soundbite 4, Kamala had a new accent that she debuted while speaking to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Listen to how fluent she sounds.
I love you back.
I love you back. Good God.
Why? Why do people do that?
I've heard the explanation. It's called code switching. Yeah. And apparently, whenever you're in front of a crowd of a certain ethnicity, you tend to take on the vernacular and the speaking techniques of what the majority of the crowd speaks like. So it's called code switching. Like they're excusing this.
As a way to empathize?
Yeah, they're trying to say it's for empathy. But in reality, this is all a bunch of BS, and she's only doing it to pander. But they're giving it an excuse.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's, hoo boy. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah. That's... No.
Imagine if Trump changed his accent in front of
the crowd. He ate a taco salad.
Right.
And they got mad at him. You guys, this is like probably one of my favorite, most outrages of the left. He ate legit, remember this? You guys remember this? What was this, Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, it was.
And
actually,
he legit ate a taco salad that he got from his restaurant. He was in his restaurant. He was sitting at his desk. This was before he was elected in 2016. Had a taco salad. And he had it at his desk, and he's like, oh, happy Cinco de Mayo. He's like, I love Hispanic culture. And everyone said, you're pandering, because he's eating a taco salad, you know.
So the right...
The favorite food of the Irish.
The right cannot celebrate culture, because then the left just calls it racism. But the left can totally do what Kamala does and what Hillary does and what they all do in front of
different crowds. That you like Hispanic food is not appropriation. That's celebration of a culture. Pretending that you have a Spanish accent a la Hillary Baldwin or whatever her name is, right, and pretending that you're Spanish, that's appropriation. And doing what Kamala did, that sounds like appropriation.
I got hot sauce in my purse, right, Hillary?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's pandering.
And it's so cringe. Like, you don't, how do they go in front of a big group of people and not be embarrassed that they're doing this? Like, oh, these people know that I'm not. I mean, they look at her and they are like, okay, you're not Hispanic. Why did you just cop a Hispanic accent with us? Yeah. Like, they look at Hillary Clinton. You're not black. Why are you all of a sudden trying to cop, like, the Southern Baptist preacher speaking technique with maybe a little bit of Jesse Jackson flair? What's up? Why are you doing that? You know what I mean? Like, they don't. The normal people like us would embarrass ourselves to death.
And more than one occasion, they'll go as far as playing Despacito while they're sitting at the lectern. It's unbelievable.
Joe Biden, did they all remember?
It's unbelievable.
Well, he tried to play it off his phone, and then he couldn't figure it out, and an aide had to go up. And then he had to be like, yeah, I have Despacito on my phone.
And then si se puede.
I mean, it's one thing to get the accent correctly when you're saying a word, like Joe Biden doesn't. It's another thing to do. Like, Kamala Harris went full on Hillary Baldwin. Or how do you say your name? She changed her name. She's like this white chick from Boston.
Right.
And then she's like, no, I am Hispanic. How you say cucumber? She did her cooking show. How you say cucumber? It's like, but you're from Boston. You know how to say cucumber? The P15, this is a great company, and this is a great firearm. If you are unfamiliar with the P15, you need not be. It is the smallest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm that you can get on the market. And with the P15, it comes in two versions. It's the metal version and the polymer version. And the metal versions, I mean, I like both of them. And I think they're both great for different things, too. The metal version has that gorgeous walnut wood frame with the textured grip. It's really, it's just a, it makes it a nice-looking gun. Comes with two magazines, both of them do. Standard 15-round with minimal pinky extension. You have a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds as well. Tritium and fiber-optic front sight, and you got a fully adjustable fiber-optic 2-dot rear. And lifetime warranty, striker fire reliability, great smooth trigger pull. It is just ideal, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So it's a great concealed carry gun. It's the lightest one, that lightest 9mm I have. You don't lose any stopping power at all, and you get ultimate concealability. It's innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So I feel like this is how plagues start. So these researchers, archaeologists, they found a 3,000-year-old sword that had the pharaoh's mark on it in Egypt. 3,000 years ago, a team of archaeologists, they were digging up an ancient fort, and they spotted a bronze blade in the Nile Delta, and they claimed it, and they said it had the intricacies of the ornamental cartouche, the personal emblem used by the pharaohs, still visible. It had not lost its reflective shine. And they said that they're going to put it in the museum, but good night. I just feel like, isn't that how the mummy comes back and all that stuff? Like they found, like they pulled the, I'm just saying. It's very pretty, but this is where I'd be totally creeped out as an archaeologist. Because I read all that stuff about the guy who, the family that owns the house where Downton Abbey's filmed. That's the family that did like the King Tut stuff, and they said it was the Pharaoh's curse and all this that play. It's fascinating. You should read about it. And everyone's like, thanks, Dana. Radio or history is now terrifying. We're so happy. Let's see. This Supreme Court, we're going to talk about this coming up. An Alaska man was charged with threatening to assassinate six Supreme Court justices. Which ones? All the conservative ones. It was only the conservative justices. And he has been accused, a 76-year-old guy, has sent over 465 messages to them through the online portal, according to court filings. He's threatened to kill them, torture them, hang them, behead them, execute them, assassinate, all kinds of stuff, and encouraged other people to join him in committing acts of violence. So, and it's all, he didn't like their decisions. That's what he said. He disliked their decisions, and they're all the conservative ones. We're going to come back to that. Starlink says the government is increasingly interfering with astronomy. That dang private sector. How dare they do that? That's ultimately what I think it comes down to. Don't you think it's a way for them to try to ding a private entity? I think so. EasyJet, flight mayhem, a bag of vapes. I thought this said vipers at first, and I was like, ooh, snakes on a plane. No, it's boring. A bag of vapes exploded on a London-bound flight. An evacuating passenger injured themselves on the evacuation slide. I mean, it's a slide. How you go down it. I didn't even know how that happens, but, you know, it did. And passports now can be renewed online in the United States, according to the State Department. U.S. passports can now be renewed online. Adult ones, they're rolling out a system bypassing the traditional method that requires printing out a form and mailing a check.
And in this situation, I cannot take sides. A bomb is a bomb no matter where it goes off. I think that there's also a question of the numbers of people who are killed, and it certainly is a lopsided situation there that the Palestinians really don't stand much of a chance on an equal if they're trying to compete with a machine.
Oh, my gosh, shut up. You know what? They shouldn't have attacked a country and murdered innocent women and children, babies. What? This was, first off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. Channel 347 DirecTV. The chat's at Rumble. We're also on X. So that's Joan Baez. Don't get mad at me for the older members of my audience. I could not tell you a single song this chick is saying. All I know is that she is not one of the good hippies. She's like the commie, dirty feet and Birkenstock hippie. Isn't that correct, Kane? Are you familiar with her? Like, who sat around at MSNBC's Morning Joe and is like, you know what we need? We need one of those dirty Marxist hippies to come over. The one who sounds like she plays the guitar with her dirty Birkenstock feet. Let's have her on the show. Let's get Chex Notes, Joan Baez's take on this. Really? Who else can you get from, like, the days of yore? Good night. I don't even know what song she's done. Why the hell is her thoughts on what's happening with Israel defending itself relevant right now? Well, the Palestinians can't go against a machine. Israel has every right to defend itself. The elected government of the people who live in Gaza, Hamas, attacked them. Their country that they love still, Hamas, they love this representation. They were going to vote for it again. They attacked Israel. And Hamas still enjoys an over 63% approval rating in Gaza. So their government, Gazan's government, because Palestine's a fake thing, it doesn't exist. Just like we don't pretend that the phrase assault weapon is real, or we pretend that guys who tuck and put on lipstick are chicks, we also don't pretend that made-up places like Palestine exist, or that's a real ethnicity, entity, or country. It's not supported by 2,000 years of antiquity, so stop. If you want to use Hadrian's spiteful word to describe people that he thought of as enemies and rename their land after a long ago defeated enemy that was actually based in Crete, the Philistines, then you can go right ahead. But we like to actually play in science and history here. That said, who thought, like, let's have her on? What is she? Why? They have, again, every right to defend themselves against being attacked. So where was the concern then? It's always, oh, well, now we got to feel sorry for the people that are getting their butts kicked. Because they decided to try to they carried out an act of genocide against Israel. It was an act of war. Good grief. Joan Baez. What, name me a song she's done, Kane.
She's been out there since the 60s.
I don't know anything she's done.
I know that she did a lot of covers.
She did.
That much I know.
She did some covers. So she's basically a cover artist, no better than a cover artist that's like playing at a hula hands. Steve goes, who cares what Ja Rule thinks about 9/11? Yeah, right? It's like getting Ja Rule. Ja, what do you think about all this? You and Joan. Let's get Joan Baez, Ja Rule. Who else can we get to fill out our trifecta of talking heads on MSNBC? Like, who is that? Just a Morning Joe thing? Isn't he he's like one of the bad boomers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are some good boomers because they helped raise Gen X. But we're talking, and I don't want to get hate mail from you people. We're specifically talking about the dirty Marxist hippies. So who sits around and is like, let's bring this old relic up. Let's go dust her off from the Museum of DGAF.
I think he and Mika think they're Gen X.
Shut up. No, they don't.
I think they do.
Shut up. They're like 60 and 70 years old. Isn't he like 70?
Morning Joe?
Yeah, he's like older than dirt, isn't he?
I'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
He's 61.
Oh, see, I was, no offense, guys, but he's old, and he's mean. The fact that he's mean and not cool makes it worse, right? He's like, I'm going to tie the sweater around my shoulders kind of D-bag. That's that guy. And they got, every time I talk about him, because they used to obsessively watch everything I said, and they would freak out on their show every morning if I ever spoke about them. So, you know, just sign this with a kiss. So anyway.
Well, it looks like if Gen X is 1962.
Shut up, I'm not even hearing this. No, you know what? Let me tell you something, sir, gatekeeper. You act like that you're the gatekeeper for Gen X, and you're trying to shove me out so you can get this boomer in?
I'm just
Hail, H-A-I-L, no. We'll fight right now in this segment. Throw down.
I'm just
no.
looking at what the internet is saying about the dates.
Oh, now?
X.
Now, tinfoil, you're going to look at the internet?
No, I'm just saying this is what it
I'm
is.
I'm not even dealing with you right now. You're grounded.
I'm just saying,
not even dealing with you.
It's possible they both think.
They can think it,
right.
But it doesn't mean it's real any more than the guy who's like, it's ma'am, is a woman, right?
How you doing, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.